Now, one thing that I found fascinating that we took a TV camera to is the University of Pittsburgh, where they hope to create shape-shifting. Now, when you see X-Men and you see Terminator 2 and you see these shapeshifters, you say to yourself, oh, come on, give me a break. I mean, shapeshifting? You know, beam me up, Scotty, right? But actually, the first steps towards shapeshifting we're taking now, this is called programmable matter. Matter that you can program like software, and matter itself changes form, changes shape. It's a very simple idea. Take a chip and make it as small as you can, you know, like a grain of sand. A tremendous power of a chip in a grain of sand. We could do that.
Sure.
And each grain of sand has charges, plus and minus charges. So they can stick together in different ways that you can program. If you program these little sand particles in one way, they line up to form a line. If you program it a different way, they can form an X. They can form a circle. In fact, they can form a car. They could form a desk. They could create a stove. Simply by reprogramming every single little dot, which is intelligent, a computer chip concentrated inside the grain of a sand. So in the future, we might be able to resurrect an entire city, create an entire city by simply pushing a button.
What is creating this brain power to create like this?
Well, the human brain is the most complex object that we've seen in this sector of the galaxy, believe it or not, sitting on your shoulders. Is the most complex object that Mother Nature has created. We have to go 24 trillion miles to the nearest star to even have a chance of finding something as complicated as the human brain. Now, you saw Jeopardy go up against IBM's Watson, two humans on Jeopardy, and the computer won. So you may think to yourself, oh, my God, we're smart, but, hey, you know, IBM's Watson computer is smarter. But then you realize that that's all that machine can do. The machine can't do anything else.
That's it.
Right. It can't think. You can't have a conversation. You can't gossip.
Can't sit down, have a glass of wine. Can't do anything.
Yeah, right. However, that could be the future of medical care. You know, if you're sick in the future, you'll simply go to your wall screen and say, hey, doc, you know, I have a pain here. And a doctor's image will emerge in your wall screen, which is an animated version of a human doctor. But he's a software program. And then you tell the doctor, well, I got a pain here, I got a pain there. And then the doctor will say, well, hey, you know, you got this, you got that. A friendly doctor who makes house calls any time of the day because he's a software program, you know?
Why can't we have some kind of program in our system that would alarm us when things go awry? And let me explain that for a second. You know, let's say once a year you go to your doctor, you get a blood pressure test, you get your blood chemistry, and you get all that. And if things are out of whack, you find out about it, and it could have been going on for a year. It could be deadly by the time you find out. Why can't we have something in our bodies, Mitchu, that's just simply alarm you right away and say, George, your cholesterol level's too high today?
Or, yeah, we will have that in your toilet. We will have the word tumor disappear from the English language. These are called DNA chips. They're about the size of an ordinary chip, and they detect proteins and DNA of cancer. Cancer emits proteins, and they can detect it in your toilet. So the word tumor may disappear from the English language. When you have cancer today, like a lump in your breast,
yes.
it's too late. It is too late. Immediate surgery. 10 billion cancer cells going in your body. 10 billion.
And it could have been going on for years.
Right. Aretha Franklin has pancreatic cancer. We now know the pancreatic cancer grows for almost 20 years before finally you feel ill, and then you got 2 years left to live.
Oh, man.
That's what killed Patrick Swayze of Dirty Dancing fame.
That's right.
In the future, we will pick up proteins from 100 cancer cells in a colony. The word tumor is going to disappear from the English language like blacksmith. We no longer talk about blacksmiths and wagon makers. So we will detect tumors 20 years before they form a tumor. Your bathroom will have this enormous computer power.